Simon Shinchaf Aleph Sipay. Innocent Meimelach Harbe Biyachad Losses the Secha Kvoshim Mishum the Dome of the Ibud. Al Yachal Losses Meimelach Maat Losses the Secha Tavshil. You can't make a large amount of salt water because that's the way you would. Pickle something is used, you put it into a brine, which is basically a salt water mixture. So the act of brining something, which I mean, pickling it, is a way to preserve it. So that goes, that parallels the idea of ibud. The ibud process is you're taking this hide of the animal, which left as is will decompose over a period of time and start to rot, and by doing the ibud process, I mean the tanning process makes it into leather, which can be kept for years and years and years. So it's an act of preserving something. So the process of pickling something allows this vegetable, which normally would start to rot in a very short period of time, and now you're able to keep it for a very long period of time. So they parallel each other. So therefore, you cannot do the act of pickling something, and not only cannot do the act of pickling something, you can't even do the act of making the salt water for the purpose of pickling something. Okay, but if you want to make a small amount of salt water, which your goal is not to use for pickling, it's such a small amount you wouldn't pickle something in. It's more you want to use it to add some flavor to as an ingredient in a salad or something of that sort. So that's mutter. If you make the ratio of water to salt, 2/3 salt and 1/3 water, that's so strong, even a small amount is also lasses memenu. I feel a mahat. That's clearly not for. That's much more comparable to what you use when you're making a brine. It's a very strong salt mixture. Yes. So this is—it's not limited only to making it with salt water. It could be salt vinegar. It could be salt wine, or any other liquid. Mixing it with water, you're mixing it with salt. You're going to create this issue. You can't make too much of it because it'll be a problem of. It looks like it's part of the ibud process. You want to use it to make the secha kvoshim. It's a vegetable which you are preserving it. You're pickling it in order that it should last. So here the salt is functioning similar to the way the process of ibud, which is done with over there. They also use salt, and both of them, the salt helps to preserve it. We have a general rule that the concept of ibud doesn't apply to foods. So even if you would preserve a food, it's not aser. Since it parallels the idea of ibud by or, which that is the aser the raisa, so the aser by foods as well. Okay. Zakt the Mishabura. Custom is ever tested Shabbos, the Dafkim and Kabanos of the Sech, Losses the Sech Kvashim. This issur is to making this amount, large amount of salt water, because you're actually planning to use it for preserving, for pickling. Of the main Kabanos of the Sech, Harashat Aitil, Cholkam, the Sech Tavshilan. You're planning to. You can't use a large amount in your food. It'll just overpower make the food too salty. You're going to use smaller amounts, but you made a large mixture which you plan to use over a period of time in multiple dishes that you're making. Fill a harbi mutter. That's the shab. Zalayir abu meisur chemash b'miri shekos of the rak b'maati tiru mneishe nikur shein oisur rak b'tzarech shah. Miri says the reason why a small amount is mutter is because it's clear that his goal is for immediate use, not for long-term use.
Tzarech sha'a.
The tzarech sha'a. But if you make a large amount, people think that your goal is not just to be able to put into the food now, you want to have it left over to use during the weekdays. Ein shams, that's a problem. Not clear if the problem is because then it looks like ibud or because it looks like achana. It's a problem. He's saying the point is tzarachol. It's a hakana issue. Yud mishum dam al ibud. I feel him nice and shem on the sech me'amelach lahatim. Even if you put oil in it, so clearly it's not going to be used for ibud purposes. They didn't add oil into the mixtures that they used for ibud. That would be counterproductive. So by adding oil into this mixture, it's clear that your goal is to use it as ingredients in your food. Still usher. Fine. Now we say like this. But if you put the oil into the water first, or you add the oil to the salt, then you pour the water into it. Either scenario, the oil is with the oil is there before the melech, or you add it to the salt. So when the oil is there before the mixture of the salt, the oil and the water. That's the right way to say it. You add the oil to the water first. You add the oil to the salt before you put the water in. Yeshua Kilim has some people to make on that. The fact that there's oil there, when the two mix, the water and the oil mix, the water and the salt mix, the oil is going to be there to retard the process, and it's not going to be such a strong mixture. This is not called you made, may melach. What if you're im hundais in shemel b'saiv, mishun v'shoshu nosan l'mayim v'et melach yachad hu nira k'ma'abi. So I had to tell you before, if you add the oil afterwards, it doesn't help. That's because it's too late. You already did something wrong by mixing the water with the salt. The fact that you're adding oil afterwards doesn't make it okay. The oil was there before the mixture of the salt and the water. Whether you added it to the water or to the salt first, that's fine. You prevented the mixture from ever being a mixture which is like mamela. You make a small amount which you plan to put into food is mutter. Peter, you want to make a small amount of this salt water to use as a dip for your bread. You can pour it onto these roasted foods, roasted fish or roasted chicken. This is mutter for any time on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be immediately prior to the meal. But you can't do it for now on Shabbos, for after Shabbos. If it's a very strong mixture, 2/3 salt and 1/3 water, it's also even a small amount. You base the film up, and they should near it, ka'osa burgis lichish b'dogim. That's the ratio you would use. You want to preserve fish, make a brine strong enough to take the fish and preserve them. Shekhen Darach Lassus Murius, that was the ratio they would use to make Murius, was 2/3 salt, 1/3 water. Kasa Yerava, B'Shei Marash, Shemutul Ha'isim Chemins, B'Murius, Achash Kabar, Yisyabshu. Fine. So now the Sif Gimel and Sif Daled deal with a person wants to salt their vegetables as part of their salad. So now we're not talking about making the memelach, which looks like you're being mahavad, you're actually adding the salt. Now the nature of salt is that salt draws out the liquid which is there, which is the beginning of the process of ibur. If you go to petrified forests, the reason why the wood is still intact is because it's totally dry. There's no liquid there. Without liquid, things do not decompose. Organic matter doesn't, right? So the act of the reason why salt, you can take meat and make it last for months and months and months, is you make it very salty and you take out all of the liquid which is there using the salt. You draw out all the liquid, and therefore the meat will be able to be preserved and last. So I'm salting my salad. I'm getting involved in active ibud. So this is more complicated than just the issue of making the memelach, which looks like you're planning to be ma'avid. But you're actually salting. You have to do it in a way that doesn't actually become go under the Israel because I'll ask the ibud. So also in the Tichas Noin Arba Echomish Binyachin. So he gives an example of a radish, and I have pieces of radish which I'm planning to eat, and they're laid out all over here, and I want to salt them all at the same time. You can't do that. Because it looks like you mean kavish kavashim. But kavish also neishu mevashel. This is the sheet of the Rama. The problem is that kavish kavashim is also not because of ma'avid, because of bishul. It's a way to process the item to being inedible to edible. If you happen to go out, take this fish. Nowadays they eat raw fish. When the world was still normal, in Asia they ate raw fish, but in America we didn't eat raw fish. But if you preserve it, you know, the whole thing, you didn't cook it, you don't have to cook it. The kibbutz process itself, the process of preserving it makes it edible.
Kibbutz?
Yeah.
Where did they used to eat raw fish in Asia?
You can have a container of salt there, dip your radish into the salt and eat it. Okay. This is only an issue by the case of tznoyin. But when it comes to eggs, I have eggs I'm planning to eat, and I want to salt multiple eggs at one time. Even though if you put salt on an egg, you let it sit for a little bit, you see that it's pulling out the liquid. You see the surface of the egg becomes wet. So the fire, it's the same process. Yeah, but in general, people didn't preserve eggs. So they didn't answer it. Then it looks like you're processing it through that. They would salt and eat it. Then the issue over here is more along the lines you're going to do it for long term. So that basically approximates you process it like bishul or ma'avid.
Can clarify that?
That
salt creates a
visual
type process with an egg?
No, it doesn't. Eggs are
mutter.
See, in the case of sun, the Rambam learns that the isser of Kayish is not because of Ma'abed, it's because of Mavash. In the sense being that it actually, the salting process will take something which is inedible and make it edible. So Chazal said, "Kavish kimavushal." And cover something gives you results, even on Shabbos. We got to help us your day, right? If you do the process of being cover something, it's because it's like cooking it. So when I do multiple radishes at one time, it's not clear to me that you're planning to eat them, but therefore it's not part of a kreisha process, because salting it just for a little bit that doesn't accomplish the kreisha / bishul process. But I don't know what you're planning to do. You know, your guy sits there and says, "I love radishes. I'm planning to eat all 60 radishes right now." Really? I mean, no, you're salting the radishes. You want to preserve them, right? No, I promise I'm only going to eat all of them. Okay, you know, stop your promises. We don't believe you. So Chazal said, even if you can't do multiple ones at one time, because it looks like you're planning to preserve it. You do one at a time, and then you eat it to the eighth. I don't have a problem with that. That's not kreisha. That's putting spices in your food, putting condiments in your food.
It's a nira type thing because it's not a rabbinic form of ma'abed or mishpat. Otherwise, why would one be any better? Unless
the kavash kavushal because the classic tavisha kavash kavushal is either it's in, you can do it in a, when you soak something in water for 24 hours,
got to be there for a while.
Or if you put it into a salt mixture, 18 minutes. Right, that's the Gabi Hilchos Yerideya. Right, the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. The point being, if it's all part of the eating process, there's clearly no act of preserving taking place. My goal isn't to preserve it that lasts till the end of my meal. The preserving, the point is because it's going to be like kept up for a long period of time. When I salt multiple ones, it looks like, I don't know what you're doing, maybe you're planning to salt them to save them for later. And you want to preserve them. I salt one at a time and I eat it, so it's clear what you're doing.
So even though we know this person eats that, a lot of radishes every day.
It doesn't make a difference, right?
So it's because somebody looking at it, it sounds like a
Maris Ayin. It's not Maris Ayin. Stop. The Chazal asks many things because where they appear. That's nothing with Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is the people like Mechosha, you're doing an Aveir. Chazal asks anything, Mexican Abashal. There's not because we think you're bad at doing Abashal. Because someone who's purely Bishal allows the concept of Bishal in people's minds. Next thing you know, people are going to cook.
So it's
a Gzeir. That's part of the digital Gzeir, that's right. That's not a Maris Ayin issue. Okay. So this only applies to things which was common and normal to actually salt them and do this process too. So then when you're doing the process, it looks like you're doing the process. Right? Or even when you're not doing the process, it looks like you're about to do the process. But I think something which nobody salts, I want to salt my bananas, you're strange, but that's not this issue, So for example, he says, you're going to salt them b'shumim b'ugrikis chayim. So onions, garlic, to ergikas are cucumbers, raw cucumbers. These are things which was common to do this process to. Had your custom ramen, snowy, but here it's radishes and similar types of things. Because welcome near the double shane dark, leaf brush is shori. But something which is not, it's just not normal to do kvisha in. Armwater, and I'll take it a step by turn. The person can assume there are certain things that you don't do, you don't preserve them when they're cut. For example, tomatoes. Tomatoes, we have, tomatoes are a normal thing to preserve. You can buy a container which has preserved tomatoes in it. But usually those are small tomatoes which are whole. If you cut a tomato up, you don't, there's that you're planning to eat it right now, not to, to salt it, to preserve it. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman said that doesn't go to this or and those things you could salt multiple ones at one time, and that's what they did behind the case of the egg. Okay, so Arba Achamish B'Yachet the Kishakol Katicha Munachas Labado Ein Benzem Mishum Kavish Kavashim. Each one, if you take it by itself, that's not kavash kavashim. Gam lo mersi kemahabeh. Aber kemochon b'yachim, when you do it together, I feel a diet to lochon take, even though you're planning to eat it right away, v'lo lashosim b'milchum achiyetim mirusam me'azeh kadarkam, gam kenos. Even when you're planning to eat it right away, not let it sit. Now, sometimes you would actually, some Mr. Burr is being marambis, that some vegetables taste better after they've been salted and they sit for a while. The salting takes out some of the liquid which is there, and sometimes the liquid makes it a little more bitter or whatever it is, and you actually want to use the power of the salt to change the flavor, as opposed to when a person puts salt on some food and eats it together with the salt, the salt is not changing the flavor of the food, the salt is just adding another flavor in your palate, and your mind mixes it all together and says it's a good taste. So I put salt on my french fries. My goal isn't to make my french fries into something different than they were before. My goal is I eat the french fries with salt. for the certain foods, which they would salt and let it sit, and the purpose was, while it's sitting, it would pull out the liquid which is there and change the flavor of the food. So that's already what we're talking about. So that goes into the line of this issue of Karas Kibashim, using salt to alter the flavor. So even though you're not planning to wait over here, if these type of things that's normal to do, it's also to salt it and let them sit. And if you, the person actually left it, let it stay after the salting to the point till it actually starts to sweat, it starts pulling out the liquid. So even if I just do one at a time, I just do one, but if I do one and I put it down to the side and let it sit for that, you should not have done that. The heter is salt and I need it. So that's the Taz, that's the Yerabba. Came the Rabbah's Kosel, the Mlech, the son of Asa Philip, the Tadir Ara. So we're going to Ram, so cut the Vav, Hashem, and Bach, Kosel, Gam, Kei, the Nog, Alma, Shalom, the Malchum, Klau. You shouldn't pour salt on them. What can you do? Matavu, Kalecha, Bimelech, Voichel. So you have your the salt cellar sitting on the table. You dip this in, you eat it. That's what's correct to do. Salting and letting it sit, you shouldn't do. Okay. Zok Mishabura. I mean, again, Shachotim Mishabit, Snoin Dak Dak, it was a common thing that they would take garlic and chop it up fine. But it's a Bekara, they put on a plate, or a bowl, but of course a bowl, actually. Umachon Osoi, and they would salt it. Then they pour it on vinegar and they eat it. Right? So it's something along the lines of an Israeli salad. It has salt in it and it has vinegar in it. Right? So the order was they would chop it up, they would pour this, put the salt on, and then they would add the vinegar up. Even though it's cut into small pieces, but it's multiple radishes. So that's just it over here. You can't take 4 or 5 radishes and salt them one time. So how does this work? Even though you eat it right away. So the only heter is dip them one at a time and eat it. But to salt them as a group, you can't do. So what is the shadow of this meaning of people to do? What is this? That which people are accustomed to do, can we explain what they're doing in a way which makes it more to? Menira. Zach Mishabur, Kibin, the Ain, Menichim, or Yisrael, Klaal, Hazia. El Shef, Mishom, Achim, and Sugam, Minim, Acher. The recipe calls for immediately adding the chayvitz right away. So you don't let it start the process of sweating due to the salt. So even though I said before that really that should not be the right order, but we can malam eschus that it's clear that this is from the overall picture, the way it functions, we understand that it's not what he was trying to do, and that it's not at all. So that would be the limud schus and what we're doing. If you add oil right away, not vinegar, but you add oil right away, vinegar does not retard the salting process anywhere near as effectively as oil. Says what comes Oisim Yorik Shakur and Salatin, which usually translated as lettuce. Mochon Hayorik with Neatzmai Tchilo. Mashon Say Kach Masan and Amaim Shiyotime. Mano Hakam Arbin Oisai Im Hashemin Zayis Mochaimitz. Zayis Agomer the Dami Tel Yibud Kimish Shemam Tanas Yikabal Melachete. So they would do this process of salting it, they would filter out the water and they would use it, mix it with oil, shemen zayis, olive oil, and chametz and vinegar, and they make this concoction. So that's awesome. So this is, if you're making a large amount of salting four or five at a time, it looks like you're making kavash kavashim, which the Rambam said is because of the mavash. As El Tamar Rambam, the Meir Rambam, Rashi calls it lasan ham shayyeh melach miskashim, avitikum b'dam lamaabe, that salt preserves things. It goes under the umbrella of this ma'abin. Kotzotaz the time of Shulchan Aruch Yeshul the Osir Lishbach Yayim Hashemashkim Kli Sheyesh Bechaymet Kedei Shegam Zayiyachaymet. So you're working backwards. I did but you're on my knowledge of the world of agriculture. So apparently there was a normal thing that people would do is add more wine or something to the vinegar. What happened is that the vinegar will vinegarize the wine. Well, vinegar, the act of turning the wine into chaimetz extends its shelf life, etc. So it's done in the kavish kavashin. His goal is to add a little bit of chaimetz into this large barrel of wine, because you want to turn the whole barrel of wine into chaimetz. So that's you want to use the property over here to change it. So that's along the lines of min kavish kavashin. Now, Biadar and Kosov, the also from the Masik Kuv the Lachal Ayin Shav. He has a problem. It looks like you're doing weekday things by doing the case of the Chaimetz with the Yayin, because it takes a while to sit, so you're clearly preparing it for the week. I'm not sure what Mexico that is all is no interesting then. In Rosh's rak kela hakish kha khaimets bovad, you're adding the other liquid because the khaimets is too strong. Not that you want the khaimets to turn around and make the liquid into khaimets, you want the liquid to weaken the khaimets. That's your goal. Pasha the kulyam. No, then lead to the Urgus Kayan Besecha Kavushim. You have pickles in your container, which already have been pickled, and you want to add a new cucumber into the mix. And by sitting with all the pickles, it'll become a pickle. So, partial also kliyam, but that's obvious. That's and the kavish kavashim galam is that. The kavish also nekushim is because it's mavash. What I'm saying. Rabbi Gav Devari ain b'chiyev. Channel tado saur, definitely not chayev. Chumakim also mirabana. It's clearly said rabbanan. So now, the first din of the sif is very interesting, right? In kavish kavashim is the din rabbanan. We asked it being malach four or five together, even if you find it right away, because it looks like you are being kavish kavash, which is also in rabbanan. So it's exer, right? Hashem, the Pshat of Chazal, saw this was such a common case that they felt the need to protect it. Fine. Tezayin.
Why?
We go right this way. So, Kavish is also Neshu Kumavashim. Now we have the Vadi Ein Bechiv. Shana told us a word. The definition of Bishul is through heat. This is not through heat. So, it can't be Chiv the Rise. So, come on, that's in the Nirvana. What's mutter is dip one in a shot and eat it right away. You don't have to eat it right away, but you have to eat within a certain frame of time that it shouldn't start really sweating significantly. The fruit shouldn't start leaking out as liquid. Like we said before, the beginning of the Mishmur, the beginning of the sieve, something not normal to use for preserves doesn't look like you're preserving, so it's mutu. And a melech moyel lehem kol kach. Sif talad. Yesh mishakosav. So mutter litvul kamachdir stoyin achas levado. Hanichem yachad the fun of kesha olchem miyad zorachusu. Come on and say that you could, in a case where you're dipping into salt, you could dip in multiple pieces of snoin at one time, as opposed to because you put it in front of him yachad, so it's clear that your goal is that he's going to be eating them. So I'm a very mesuradic person. I sit down, I'm eating my meal, and I start preparing all my food to eat. So when I'm ready to eat it, it's all ready to go. So I say, I want to salt all my radishes. I want to salt all the radishes. So I got a problem. It looks like you're being kavish kavoshim. Right? No. If I salt them and I put them in front of me, clearly it's on my plate. Clearly, the goal is to eat them. So that, those he says that's mutter. You test. Because it's sitting in front of you. But the heter requires that they have to stay separate from each other. Because when you preserve, you don't preserve just one item. You preserve multiple items together. So if they're one big mixture, it looks like you're preserving multiple items together. You have to keep them distinct. We understand that it's each one of its own. I mean, it's illogical. If your goal is to brine it, it's illogical. Let them all come together, and each one will help brine the next one, preserve the next one, pickle the next one. Miyadzur chazu, hanashal yisha some zman orach. It shouldn't be too long afterwards. Don't wait. That's a long gap. Because you see, your hamikah there is going to salt. It's going to sweat a lot. A little bit of weight is not a problem. Our minute is not like this, chaver, and we don't do that. We just dip and eat. Get tilted here.
What don't we do?
This eats of putting out multiple items. Not making it one unit, but multiple items, and salting each one, salting all of them one time. That we don't do.
I think you probably that's why Maryland, that was part of it. Not involved. Okay. How does that smell?
Thank you. And that's what we have to share. Oh, we're still going.